Hello everyone, and welcome to a special podcast episode this time. It's called A Perfect Day, and it's a tool that you can use when you sort of gotten stuck into not really knowing your purpose and not knowing your way forward. This is a tool that gives you clarity in what you want in your work life. So I'm gonna ask you to open your senses. A career is much more than your job, so get in the mood for visionary thinking. Have a piece of paper, pen and paper in front of you, or just write on your computer. As we commence. Come with me on a journey to a perfect day. Ordinary day, but it's perfect. Work will be a part of your day, but it may not look anything like it does now. We're in the future. How far? You decide. At least a year. Okay, you're about to wake up on your perfect day. A day filled with joy. As you feel yourself start to wake up, before you even open your eyes, what can you hear? Children laughing, the wind and the trees, music playing, birds singing. What does your bed feel like? Is it huge? Is it a mat on the floor of a forest? Is it a hammock? As you open your eyes, notice the space around you. Are you indoors or outdoors? What's the room like? What colors can you see? What does the ceiling look like? Large space, small space. Who is in there with you, if anyone? Lie there for a few minutes and just soak up any other details. Can you smell something? Is the coffee on, or is it pine? Time to get up. What happens next? Do you run outside naked and jump into a frozen lake for your morning swim? Do you do yoga or meditation? Go for it. Do whatever it is that you want to start the day with. Notice all the details, the feelings into it. Allow yourself to be surprised. Breakfast time. Really go for it now. This is your fantasy. Platter of fresh fruit, personal vegan chef. Go to the perfect cafe on the corner. Maybe you're not working at all yet because you're too busy surfing or gardening or playing with the kids or having coffee with friends. That's okay too. Maybe think ahead to when you will be working and see what it's like. Let's take a closer look at what work looks like for you. Do you go to an office? How do you get there? What does it look like on your journey? Do you engage digitally? Are you even working with others or alone? Do you have an office and a desk? Or do you sit under a tree or curled up in an armchair? Maybe you head into your studio or your empire. Are you part of a team, small or large? Is this a company or a different kind of organization? Who do you work for? Do you work for yourself? Do others work for you? What does your work setup look like and feel like? Quiet, loud, only personal orchestra playing? Do you have art and photos around you? What's the decor like? If you're inside, look out the windows. What do you see? It's getting towards the middle of the day, time for a break. If you have been working, that is. Or maybe it's even time to start working. If you're having lunch, notice where you are. At home, in a restaurant? Are you taking a walk, meeting someone? Do you cook for yourself? Who are you with? Is it time for exercise? Notice where in the world you might be. Maybe you recognize it at once, maybe not, but there are clues. What's the weather like? What does the vegetation look like? What kind of food do you see? afternoon and maybe you're back at work or starting work, are you in the same place or somewhere new? Have you already finished for the day? Has the kind of work you're doing changed? Now turn your attention to the kind of work you're doing. Writing, reading, creating, thinking. Are you creating with others? Are you talking to others? Are you teaching or learning? What do you have in your hands? Keyboard, pen, paintbrush, instrument or tool? How is your brain engaged? Deep thoughts and high octane. How do you feel when you are doing this work? Energized, powerful, focused, amused, outraged? Even if you can't fully picture it, see how it feels for you. Now we're getting towards the end of the working day for most people. Maybe you work in the evening at night, and that's okay too. When you think about the day of work you've done, what emotions do you feel? What have you achieved for yourself? How do you differ even from this one day? What difference have you made to others? What difference have you made into the world? And now it's evening and time to relax in whatever way serves you. Maybe you're off ballroom dancing or complete at a poetry slam. Maybe you're meeting your band to record your album. Maybe you're off home for a quiet and family time. Maybe you're spending the evening in blissful solitude. As the day ends, notice again how you feel. What really stands out to you from this day? What are you excited to do again tomorrow? And what are you most grateful for? Thank you for listening to this, and I really hope that it can help you moving forward, giving clarity to what you really want to do when you grow up. I find this a very good tool to when you need more inspiration and find creativity. So I wish you the best of luck. Talk to you soon. Bye.